This is Twit.
TikTok. I don't even know if this is up to date. I have no idea. This was this morning. So should I do the whole darn thing? I don't even know if I want to. It probably really begins in Tulsa, Oklahoma, when the president was having a rally. And a mom got on TikTok and said, you know what we should do? We should all register for tickets online and not go. And it went viral. Maybe because it was really interesting to the other TikTokers, or maybe because China said, let's make this one viral. Who knows? Millions of tickets were purchased. They got a little help from the K-pop stans, who also joined in the thing. And it really was, I think, a little bit of the egg on the face for the Trump candidacy, because none of those people showed up. So they had a big overflow arena that was unused. They didn't even fill the main arena. And Brad Parscale, the campaign manager, got demoted, I think partly because of that. Maybe that's why the president decided he didn't like TikTok. But, of course, as you probably know, he issued an executive order saying, TikTok, you have 45 days or we're going to chop your head off. TikTok sought buyers in the United States, never did find a buyer. But during the show last week, Microsoft said, yeah, we're out of the running. TikTok has said no to us. Oracle didn't have anything to say at first and then said, yeah, well, we didn't buy it. We just bought a 12.5% stake, but we're going to be their technology partner. And because we're a big U.S. database company, we'll be storing the data in the U.S. No one knew what the president would say. He apparently, on Saturday, said, I approved the deal in concept, whatever that means. He also said the new company, TikTok Global, which, again, is not a sale. They just took a stake in it. Walmart took a 7.5% stake. So Walmart and Oracle between them have a 20% stake. ByteDance, the parent company, apparently has about 40% U.S. investors. So it's now owned by 52% American investors. I guess that satisfied the president. But he also said, and you got to kick in $5 billion for our new education initiative, teaching kids that Washington could not tell a lie and what slaves? Slaves, what slaves? I don't know. It's crazy. It's really unknown. The president said he was going to tell Apple and Google they could no longer offer it for download as of this morning. That's not going on. WeChat, the other program, a chat program widely used in China, also was going to suffer the same fate this morning, but a judge in California issued a preliminary injunction. I don't even know how the U.S. government can tell Apple and Google, hey, take that out of the store. That there's no law that says they can do that. I guess Apple and Google might cooperate depending on the political winds. The fact that, as far as I can tell, maybe you guys have some input on this. As far as I can tell, the only thing that the U.S. government can do is under the auspices of CFIUS, the Committee on Foreign Investment in the U.S. CFIUS can turn down foreign investment in U.S. companies, but that's not what this is. This is a foreign company. I don't know if the other thing maybe they could do is cut off the finances. They can cut the flow of money. The government can do that. They did it with Iran. They've done it with others. So that would be a way of effectively putting TikTok out of business, is saying, well, you can't transfer money into or out of the United States. None of that has happened. I don't know what is happening. I don't know what is going to happen. Alex, what do you think? I know you. The reason I ask you is because your kids are big on TikTok. You're big on TikTok.
We're not big on TikTok. We play with TikTok.
Well, your kids have the most highly produced TikTok channel in history.
There's a lot. The interesting thing over the last 6 months to a year is how well produced a lot of the stuff on TikTok has become. It has the same trajectory that we saw with YouTube, where there's a lot of junk being thrown in at the beginning, and then as people start to make money, they start spending more money on equipment and process and everything else.
Well, you can also give credit to the algorithm, and this is true also on YouTube. It's a brilliant business model. You make a platform people want to put stuff on. So you get a lot of people, millions of people, contributing video for free. And then you have an algorithm that finds the best stuff and surfaces it. So probably 99% of the stuff on TikTok is crap. It doesn't matter.
And you don't see it very often. You rarely see anything. Yeah, and what it's really good at, one of the things that TikTok has that YouTube doesn't, others don't, is the high iteration rate. So it's so easy to move on to the next next video. It is so even if you watch the video, you're only watching it for 15 seconds or a minute to a minute or less. And because of that, it's able to get lots of information back from you. So it's constantly hearing back what you like and don't like. It's counting your view time in seconds or milliseconds. It is looking at, do you share it? Do you save it? Do you like it? Do you, you know, all these other things. There's but just the action of watching it for more than a moment tells it that there was something about that caught your eye. And so, and then it's basically doing kind of a final four process where it essentially sends it out to a small sample and then keeps on expanding that based on the responses. And so, I think that it is, but the real power of TikTok has really been the use of copyright free or at least released audio. The audio is really, audio is really hard to do in production. And so being able to use other, setting the system up from the start where you can reuse the audio and really working out the deals where you can use 15 seconds of copywritten music. Those things are have been incredibly powerful.
Did they get that from Musical.ly, or was that in TikTok before they acquired Musical.ly?
No, I think that was all that was largely Musical.ly.
So that was a U.S. company they acquired a couple of years ago.
And they made, and then they made deals with the music industry, and then the music industry, I think the rumor I heard was, I don't know exactly what the number was. I think it was $60 million or something for 15 second samples. And then of course they turned it into a much bigger, process. And, but the For You gets really is the For You page is the one that really, it's hard to see, like when you watch it on a web page, like what we're looking at here, it's hard to see why anyone would use it. But when you watch it on a phone,
Well, the thing I have to point out here is I haven't logged in. So this is what everybody random. Would see. This is not based on anything I've done. And yet it still surfaces the most interesting stuff because it's got information from everybody else.
It zeroes in pretty quickly. A lot of people will jump on TikTok, and the first time I jumped on it, I was like, "Oh, this is horrible."
It gets better.
About 3 to 4 hours in, you start to it starts to like kind of basically not at one even one sitting, but 3 or 4 hours of usage over time, it will start to zero in on what you like and what you don't like, and it's a really the algorithm is really interesting because
we should point out that the algorithm does not go with the company. China's regulators said, no, that's we're going to keep that. But nobody bought it. So that really isn't the issue. Oracle will not get the algorithm. They'll just be the U.S. database company.
I think the algorithm is important, but I think that a big piece of what's important now is just the sheer size and the response and
the
culture that's built around it. I think that that's the, now all these users are, even like Charlie DeMello, have already started to move. She opened up on Triller over the last week.
And yeah, so Charlie's the only real celebrity that's gone there. Triller is now looks to be the right-wing answer, like Parler was for Twitter. It's attracted Eric Trump and others. And I think Triller is pretty quickly turned out to be the conservative response to TikTok, right?
Well, what's interesting is that there's a fair number of conservatives on TikTok too. I mean, you'll wander
through. Well, that's the thing. TikTok is not inherently liberal or conservative. It's not even inherently anti-Trump, despite what happened in Tulsa.
Right.
And that's the other kind of problem I have with this is that there's no legal grounds for doing this. There's no evidence that TikTok's done anything. It's all supposition that TikTok, because it's a Chinese company, might be spying on Americans or be used to propagandize Americans. But
I think it just makes Americans really inefficient.
It's a waste of time, but then
it just lets them waste a lot of time.
Almost everything on your phone is a waste of time.
Exactly. So I think that's probably the most damage that it does is that it sucks up lots of time.
Where do you come down on this? You don't seem like a natural TikToker, but you love music.
I'm actually not a natural TikToker.
Although that beard could be, and you might not even know it.
Yeah, right. What I wondered through this whole thing, and maybe you or Alex knows, is with all of the things that were thrown at TikTok, it's sending all this information back to China and all of this kind of stuff. Did that actually affect the way that Americans use the service?
And
I mean, did they believe
that's,
that?
That's, again, an assertion that has never been shown or demonstrated. TikTok says, no, we use American servers and we back up in Singapore. We do not store American users' data in China. All we know is that they could, that the Chinese government, it's by law, just by the way, is the same as in the United States. The Chinese government can go to any Chinese company and say, I want that information. And by the way, don't tell anybody. But that can, that's the same in the U.S. So it's a presumption. If the president knows something, he's not sharing it. He's not even giving any detail at all. I doubt very much there's any evidence. Now, on the other hand, I do think the Department of Defense says service personnel can't have TikTok on their phone. That's completely reasonable. Goldman Sachs has said that. Any private company can do that. I don't have a problem with private companies or end users saying, I don't have TikTok on my phone. I don't want it. But I partly because it was a time sink, but partly because I don't want to send any additional information to China, just as I don't have Facebook or Instagram on my phone. But I don't.
Yeah,
Go ahead.
I don't think it's. I don't think that it's collecting any more data than Facebook.
Right.
You know. So I think that. I mean, I think
that's
that
almost impossible.
Yeah, it's collecting a lot less, as far as I can tell. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. And I don't let my kids have it on their phones. But that has more to do with the type of content. That
but you let them create content on it, which is interesting.
We created together.
Yeah.
You know, so what's fun about it from a producer's perspective is that it's 1 minute or it's 30 seconds and it's really easy and fun. And it's something you can, you know, just kind of create and put up. And we haven't created that many. As soon as I got really busy, they kind of stopped in February because I got so busy with COVID. And once March came, I couldn't even take a day off.
Lucas film quality.
Well, we were experimenting. I mean, the first ones were all on the phone. I mean, we were the year before, over 2019, I had done a lot of consulting for folks that were in TikTok. So I was helping with some live concepts and so on and so forth. And so I was doing a lot of stuff behind the scenes with it and building some things. And so my kids wanted to see what I was doing. And so we started having fun with it. And so we started with phones. But admittedly, one of the last ones we did there before I got really busy was we were shooting with a Blackmagic 6K and log. But again, for me, it was more of an experiment in the production pipeline.
Was it about the production?
More than anything else. Yeah. Exactly.
Do you let your kids use TikTok or not? Would you let them have it on their phone, for instance, Georgia?
I don't. I don't let my kids use social media at all, though.
That's really the problem, if you ask me. I agree with you on that.
Yeah, I just don't feel comfortable with that. I just, it's not a safe place for them, and I feel more comfortable when they're older. They can make that choice for themselves. But I don't use it all. They don't have any Facebook account, and I think that the entire TikTok thing, when we talk about privacy, it just seems that hypocrisy of Facebook gets away with known privacy violations and, you know, Cambridge Analytica and other situations. And really, they get kind of a mid slap on the wrist or please stop doing that. Whereas TikTok, you know, they say we're going to completely get rid of you. And that's what bothers me. And so it's not really protecting the people for TikTok at all. It really is that the government is upset about this in comparison to Facebook, which, you know what, do whatever you want and we'll ask you stop and then please stop again when you do it again, which I think is exceptionally inefficient. And yeah, I just find that really upsetting.
The enemy is coming from within the house.
Right. We've put it there.
Yeah.
Right? It's 1984, except it's us.
I don't have a problem with getting rid of TikTok if we decided it was a threat. I don't think there's any precedent or any law that allows the federal government to say you must take that off the... can you think of any case where the government has said to Apple or Google, take that app off the store? I don't think they've ever done that.
Well, in some ways, I think that China is getting a little bit of its own medicine.
Well, China does.
This is the kind of stuff...
China has the Great Firewall. That doesn't mean we need a Great Firewall of the U.S.,
No, I know, but I think that's the irony of all of this, is that this is exactly what China's doing all the time.
Yeah,
doesn't it also set that precedent that if you do something that we don't like, right? Be careful, everyone. Because if you do something that we don't like, we're going to force your hand, right? Like, so didn't go through with it. And you really have to think that if they did not do this, what would happen? Because you don't want 100 million angry TikTok users coming after you and influencers, right? We've already seen
some of them may actually be voting age.
Well, the insanity of this, to get to your point, is that we making a bunch of TikTokers really angry on election year, because they're not all 16 years old. A huge number of them are over 18, and having them all angry, they've invested an enormous amount of time into this platform. Mm-hmm. These are people that wouldn't likely vote most of the time, and you're now energizing them.
Yeah, and this is their tribe, right? So when you're part, like we used to live in tribal villages and you'd protect your village and that meant everything to you. And it used to be then it was your, now that we live in these little tiny secular units and we don't really need anyone, we still need a tribe. And so it's like their sports team. So it becomes this us or them. They're very, linked to TikTok, and to get rid of that and to not have their influencers, you end up having this us or them. You become the enemy. And I think that, during an election year, this could have ended very poorly for a government to have to say, you know what, we're going to get rid of that. And then what are they going to do, right? What do? You protect your tribe.
I think the biggest problem here is, yes, of course, there are issues with China. There are lots of issues with China. To trivialize it and say, oh, look, we're going to get TikTok as if that's the solution is dopey. It's a blunt instrument. It's not even that. It's a trivial solution to a much larger problem, and I don't think it addresses the real issues at all of China's exercise of soft power, what China is doing to the Uyghurs. There's all sorts of intellectual property theft. There's all sorts of issues in our relationship with China. Banning TikTok doesn't really rise to the level of a useful tool against that.
I think the right word would be capricious.
Capricious might even be. Jim Dalrymple, you don't care at all about this stuff, I'm sure.
I'm not on it. I see anytime I see social media, I see a company, no matter who it is, that is trying to get as much information as they can. Yes. And a lot of that information, like Alex was saying, this is good information for them to have because they can see what you like, what you don't like, what you react to. Of course, they want to be able to recommend videos that you're going to like even more, because that's going to make the service even more popular and you're going to keep coming back. But I think that Facebook and Google kind of ruined it for me as far as looking at what other companies are doing with their information and the amount of information that they actually want from us.
Right.
Age of the user for TikTok is really different in compare. Like, you're getting an age group that no other media platform right now has, right? 60% is between 16 and 24.
Wow.
So you end up with a huge percentage of the most media savvy and huge media consumers, because a lot of people at that age are not, like, they're doing school, but even during the summer, they're spending a lot of time on social media. That is where they hang out mostly. Most of my clients between that age are TikTok users and huge TikTok consumers.
And a big threat to Instagram, Facebook, and WhatsApp, right?
Yes.
In fact, we know that apparently Mark Zuckerberg went to the president and said, wouldn't be a bad idea if you did something about this TikTok.
Right. So, get rid of them.
It's not get rid of them.
It's not just the popularity either. It changes the way you actually look at media, because when you get used to this accelerated media that you're getting with TikTok, it's kind of like when I started listening to audible books, we started in cassette, and so it was always played at 1x. But when you started getting on your phone, you started playing at 1.25 and 1.5 and now I listen mostly to 1.75 or 2x for most books. And your brain gets used to it. It's used to that saturation. Mm-hmm. With TikTok, you get very used to things coming at you very fast. There's no intro. They can't afford it, because someone's making a decision in 2 or 3 seconds as to whether to hit. So they have to get into the meat in about 2 to 4 seconds is what you have to get into showing people what you're going to do. And so the issue is that you get used to that and you go back to YouTube.
Mainstream
and
it's just is useless.
Painful.
I got no time for that.
It's
so
too slow.
No, like, yeah. You know, when you look at Facebook, or I'm sorry, at YouTube, you watch a YouTube video and you're thinking in the back of your head, I would have watched 5 or 6 TikToks by the time they finished that intro. You know, like it's just, you know, like, and the intro.
I don't think that's a good thing, by the way, to
no,
teach kids to have a short attention span. We're doing our best here at Twit. We're doing our best here at Twit to really slow you down.
That's why Twits are so long.
Our shows don't actually kick into gear until the third hour. So there.